Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. New laws in India might make conversion to Christianity grounds for prosecution. Then, Ron Hutchcraft shares how your life story is a powerful witness for Christ. We'll unpack that story for you in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in India, where in the state of Rajasthan, officials want to pass new laws requiring residents to notify the government at least 2 months before conversion. Now, a decision like that is nearly impossible to anticipate, and arguably, that's the point. Greg Musselman of the Voice of the Martyrs Canada calls the move disappointing.
India is supposed to have some freedom of religion and conscience, but when you've got a radical government, the radical Hindu party, the BJP, and their desire is to see India become a fully Hindu country. If you're Indian, you're Hindu.
It's a move that puts any charitable work in India under strict scrutiny, since compassion is core to the gospel.
I don't believe in proselytizing people. You know, if there's any kind of coercion involved, that's just not the way that Jesus ministered. But we believe in evangelism. We are compelled to share the gospel. And that is the situation with many of our brothers and sisters in India. They want to share the gospel.
Pray for the future of India's church as newcomers to the gospel face potential prosecution.
We need to be bold. We need to go forward and do what we're to do, but we're also to show humility and kindness. And that would be my prayer for our brothers and sisters in India.
And find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Beyond resolutions, the new year often causes people to evaluate life choices. In November 2024, Transworld Radio released Lifted, a documentary about the Schoen family's ministry to two tribes in Suriname. It might cause some to wonder if they've been called to missions. Clay Perry with TWR notes this call can look vastly different.
I do think the Lord calls people into missions in various ways. Surely there's stories like this, like a testimonial that calls people into missions because they can relate to it and they see one family's obedience and they say, hey, why don't I be obedient in the same way? I think others are just called from reading scripture. I mean, it's very clear that Jesus wants us to go into all the nations proclaiming his gospel and usher on the kingdom. And I think others will wrestle with it for a while.
Whether the call is instantaneous or not, Perry notes that the theme of God doing the big work should be consistent for every missionary.
I do think when folks watch Lifted, you will not walk away from the film thinking, wow, the Schoen family is a really unique, powerful missionary family. You will walk away thinking they serve a very powerful God.
Perry encourages Christians to pray that God will equip his people to answer the call. More at our website.
They make that super clear in the film that it's not them who has caused this great awakening among tribal peoples. It's the Lord. And they just happen to be the vessels who were there and they were faithful enough to go.
And finally, boldly sharing your faith in Jesus may be simpler than you think in this new year. Just tell your story. Ron Hutchcraft with Hutchcraft Ministry says,
what is it to be a witness for Christ? It's to tell how his story changed your story and could change their story forever.
You have more to share than simply how you met Jesus.
That would be like somebody asking you, what is marriage like? And all you did was tell them about the wedding.
Who has Jesus been to you in your day-to-day life?
You are living proof of a living Savior in some way. You are living proof that an angry person could change, that a selfish person could change, that a control freak could change. Or maybe you're living proof that a depressed person can actually find joy.
Ask the Holy Spirit to show you the stories he's given you. Write them down and pray for a chance to share them with someone who needs the same hope you have.
If I'm talking to a dad, I've kind of got my dad hope story of what difference Jesus has made with me as a dad. If I'm talking to someone who's lost a loved one, then I've got a grieving hope story of the difference Jesus made in the greatest loss of my life.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.